USA was the lead 28 here in the first quarter. Chase Wilson with the ball, he looks to bring it out. Tim Warwick with the ball, looks to bring it up to court. Otero tries to pass, kick his back, and he can't. Warwick sets up his offense. Throws it to the left side to Brody Lawrence. Lawrence found him to Gasso. Gasso's covered there tightly by Fletcher. Now over to Botella, get my team straight here. Gasso gives it to Walter. Walter shoots the 20-footer, no good. You can hear the fans in the background, it didn't hit the rim. Taking the ball off the court is McGraw. McGraw goes in and runs the paint, and he is stuffed by Zuliman. They push it up the court, Brody Lawrence plays it up and off the glass.
They're doing a great job down low. They're denying the shots, and then they'll get the ball and running out as quick as they can to try and get some easy buckets on the other end.
I think this might be a smart move by Majewski here. Botello gets it, drives the back door up and off the glass. 6-4. You know why? You know, we were talking about that matchup. You're putting Zuliman on the Ganger instead of Holland. Holland's a tough guy to cover, and he will have a lot to worry about covering him. Roker may give up a little bit, but Roker's a senior player and knows how to cover Jake Holland, so I think that's probably why we're seeing that matchup versus Zuliman gets the ball, goes up and tries to make the spin move. It's nothing but an air ball. Roker goes up to get the rebound, and he's going to be fouled from behind by Botello, I think. See who they give it to. So Botello's going to pick up his first. You want to play second?
You know what, the right on cue, as you start talking about Andrew Botello, he has two quick buckets and four of the six USA
penalties. He's got two nice steals right there, too. And we've got a quick timeout by Lakers, and we're going to take a quick timeout here. We'll be back right after this break.
In Michigan, we're no stranger to cold winters. And with cold winters come heavy coats, boots, shovels, and how can we forget high energy costs? Kohler Propane of Bed-Ax, Brown City, and Memphis are working hard to keep your energy costs down. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per gallon price so you never go above a certain price level. And with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program, you'll be assured you'll never run out of propane. Kohler Propane has no tank lease charges with minimum usage and no hidden fees. So lock in your best propane price. Call the local company. Kohler's toll-free at 888-950-7975 or go to www.getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
We're back here at Laker High School where it's a 6-4 lead, the USA Patriots right now at the 4:10 mark of the first quarter. So far, it's been everything we thought it would be, a nice, good contest, seeing a lot of inside play, no big three-pointers yet, nobody's got one. Lakers inbounds the ball, get it up top to Warwick, Warwick to the right side to Lawrence, Lawrence pass passes to Zuliman, Zuliman does a draft pass into Volker, and Volker gets the little body from behind. Jake doesn't think he bodied him up, but I think Jake was a little too close there for that call.
That's his second foul early on, and I think Coach Gainesville is going to be forced to sit him down for a few minutes. You can't risk a third foul now.
Yeah, but he comes in for him is Kyle Fletcher, and both the Fletcher boys are good players. Fletcher comes in 6 foot, so you're going to lose a little bit there. Holland, of course, 6 foot, but we'll see what happens here. They invite it, give it over to Evan Gasso for the three, and they take their first lead of the game, 7-6. Lakers, 3:50 to go here in the first quarter. McBray runs it to the right side, and he's going to get a pushing foul there on Evan Gasso. That's going to be Lakers' first, and his first. Checking in for Lakers is going to be Sam Van Tiffen, 5'11 senior guard. Checking out, taking a break, I believe, is that Gasho?
It is, yes.
Patriots taking it in front of the Loudmouths, and Loudmouths are quiet right now. They get it to Ganger. Ganger tries to work against Zuliman. He forces it back up to the top, to Fletcher. Down to the corner to Botella, and a three is short. Nick Fletcher gets in there, gets the rebound, goes up and off the glass. Nice move, and it rolls back out. Zuliman's there to pull it off the rim. They push it up the court to Warwick. Warwick takes it down the corner, where he's trapped in the corner by Botella. And McBride gets free to an open line. Warwick takes the three off the back, 10-6, and we're going to get a foul away from the ball after the shot. That was interesting. That was beautiful. He dunked that.
That's what Brody Lawrence likes to do. He likes to shoot the threes. I know the last time we were here, he struggled a little bit, but his strength of his game really is that outside shot.
And I would be up and concerned about this call also. That second foul is going to go against Andrew Botello. It's going to be the team's fourth. but it's his second, and Gainsford is a little concerned about that. Having a senior point guard and senior leader, really, the trigger man for him, took up two here early in the game with 3:20 to go in the first.
Nathan Crone also checked in for Lakers.
What a play. The alley-oop from the inbound to Zuma, and he laid it up in there. They got a lot of confidence in that freshman. He's going to be a great player. 12-6, Lakers with the lead, 3:06 to go. McBurr tries to drive in the lane, and he gets fouled. He's going to go to the...
I think they're calling it a shooting foul. It looks like he was maybe going to pass up, but they called him a shooting foul.
And that foul is going to go against Van Tiffin. He picks up his first, team second. Getting ready to check in for the Patriots again is going to be McBurr. Took a real short breather there. I'm sorry, McGregor's out the line. Oh, that's Dan Rick coming in. I'm sorry. I get those two mixed up, and I will all night long. So feel free to correct me there. But
right. Alex Corey also came in. It looks like he's giving the Gangler a breather as well.
Yeah, they need to get Botella out of there. He can't pick up that quick third foul right here. I'm surprised he was in there for that 30 seconds that he wasn't here.
You know, it looks like early on the officials are really cleaning up the hand checks and the bumps underneath. They're not letting anybody get away with any kind of unwarranted pushing.
And that second shot was no good. The long rebound was tipped out of bounds there by USA. Lakers going to get the ball. Got to go the full court here. And here comes the full court press from USA. Warwick works one-on-one against McBray. McBray's trying to pick his back, and he got a little too far of a reach there. I think that's a really good call by the officials there.
Yeah, he's just playing him too close. I know Coach Gainsford doesn't like it, but you can't ride the ball handler that close, and the MHSAA really stressed that this year when they had their league and rules meeting.
And that's a good thing to see, because, you know, a lot of things we were seeing, even as coaches, there was a lot of hand checking going on. And you just can't have it in high school basketball. And that's another one of my questions. McBurr takes it to the hoop there from half court. Nobody even stepped in front of him to contest that easy layup.
Well, I think Sam Van Tiffin was afraid he was going to call for a foul if he got too close, so he kind of backed off.
They take it up the court here now, and Warwick gets double teamed down there, and USA thinks they're going to get the traveling call. No, they're going to get a foul. That foul is going to go against Nick Fletcher. And it's like everything USA does right now is not a good thing. They're reaching, you know, I can't blame on the officials, but I got to say, they're not moving their feet.
USA's always played aggressive defense, but if you don't move your feet or if you reach in, you're prone to get fouls, and that takes you out of the type of aggressive defense that Mr. Gainsford likes to play.
And that was a nice drive there by Peter Mead, the homecoming king or the coming home king. He drove into the paint, and he dipped it off to the big guy, Zuman. Zuman laid it off the glass. It fell short, but it came right back to him. He went up for the bunny, and he was fouled there, and this foul is going to go against number 35, Alex Corey.
I think actually Chase Broker is the one that's going to be shooting the free throws here.
Yep.
So far early in the game, Broker has really come to play. He's been on the floor after loose balls and getting rebounds, and you know, he's been all over the place so far in the first 5.5 minutes of this contest.
I'm sure he's kind of glad to see Jake Holland having a seat, so now he can step up his offense a little bit more here. He's bringing both free throws. And Broker comes in averaging 9.8 points a game. So
this is an interesting twist. Dominic James is checking in for USA, but Andrew Botello is also coming back in with two fouls early on. That's a bit risky, I think.
You're going to see Gainsford, what he does when he does this, and he did this against Carver Beach. He moves Botello over to the, I guess I want to call him the power forward or the third guard. He won't do any dribble penetrating. He will spend a lot of time just passing and looking to pass inside. You won't see him dribble penetrate. And on defense, he plays a real flat defense. You won't see him upside. He did this with Harbor Beach when he got in foul trouble. I'll be curious to see if that's what he does now. Right there, he had a nice hustle play. He got trapped on the baseline. He managed to throw it off the Lakers' feet. Now they give it to Botella off the top. And he's down. Come on up here and get the ball. And right away, he sees the new McRae. McRae's shot's no good. Dan Rick's shot's no good. I'm sorry, Dan Rick. USA or Lakers control the rebound. Warwick looking on the right side. He looks to see what he's going to have here. Takes it to the right side, hands it off to Zuerman. Zuerman brings it to the top to Van Tiffin. And Tiffin looks inside, nobody there. He dribbles, picks up his dribble. Hand off to Warwick.